Jerry Bader Show 936. Moving on, but talking about the discussion of using drones for hunting where you can track a deer from the air. And a listener said, how is that different from a fish locator? And people said, duh, you can't see through the water. Duh, you can't see 5 miles away in the woods either. That's exactly the point. If you look, if we were talking about a distance that you could see the deer, you wouldn't need the drone. That's the whole point. That's the entire point. I don't think it is all that different from a fish locator. I'm not saying it's exactly the same, but I don't think it is all that different. I have never fished with a fish locator. I enjoy fishing. I've never used a fish locator. That's not my idea of fishing. It is some people's idea of fishing. I wouldn't use a drone to track a deer from the air. Some people might. At the end of the day, hunting is about killing the deer. As someone said, the idea of fair chase would be giving the deer a gun. I think we're just being disingenuous to suggest that hunters don't already have the technological advantage. Just by understanding what technology is, they have the advantage. All right, we're moving on to other things. As you know, there have been positive developments lately in the crusade, the witch hunt, against conservatives in Wisconsin using Wisconsin's John Doe law. A judge quashed many of the subpoenas, not all, but many of the subpoenas last week that were basically at dawn raids of homes. So look, there's no credible evidence that he was presented that these third-party groups who were targeted illegally coordinated with the Walker campaign or any other campaign. So he quashed a lot of the stuff and ordered property returned and so on. Big, big development. There are a lot of people who are trying to say it was a mistake for conservatives to fight back on this. I thought it was absolutely the right thing to do. One of those targeted, Eric O'Keefe of Wisconsin Club for Growth, has come forward. He has spoken previously to the Wall Street Journal. Now, when you're a target of a John Doe probe, and this is why the John Doe law needs to be changed in Wisconsin, when you're a target of the John Doe probe, you cannot speak publicly without facing legal ramifications. O'Keefe knew that. He did anyway because he felt the public needed to know what the hell was going on in Wisconsin and how this fishing expedition, witch hunt, whatever you want to call it, was taking place against conservative groups who have done nothing wrong. And it's most likely a Milwaukee County assistant DA who won't let go of this. He's Ahab. And Governor Scott Walker is his Moby Dick. And he won't let go. Now, fighting back obviously had success. But O'Keefe isn't done. This is from M.D. Kittle, Wisconsin reporter. Eric O'Keefe has a message for the prosecutors who have targeted him and dozens of conservative groups in a politically charged John Doe investigation. Drop the probe now, or become defendants in a federal civil rights lawsuit. O'Keefe, director of the Wisconsin Club for Growth, a limited government advocacy organization targeted for alleged illegal coordination with Governor Scott Walker's campaign during the state's recall elections, in a statement said that the investigation is political payback by elected prosecutors against conservative activists for their political successes in Wisconsin. They are violating the constitutional rights of private citizens and must be held accountable, O'Keefe said in a statement released yesterday. His attorney, David Rivkin, has sent a letter to prosecutors stating that the nearly two-year-old John Doe investigation, conducted with a court-ordered gag order in place, has no basis in Wisconsin law and that it violates O'Keefe's First Amendment rights to freedom of speech and association. The prosecutor's legal reasoning is unsupportable as a matter of law and crystal clear evidence of bad faith, the release states. I am confident that any federal court that reviews the facts will see your investigation for what it is, put a stop to it, and hold you publicly accountable, the letter states. Now, the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel also has a story on this as well. This is a great move by O'Keefe. And here's what it does. It breaks the wall of silence that prosecutors use to misuse and abuse the John Doe process. You're not, if you are targeted in this way, under Wisconsin law, you are not to speak publicly. It's all supposed to remain secret. That's absurd. A process that doesn't allow you to speak publicly? Really? You're targeted by an overzealous prosecutor, and there's a law that bans you from speaking out. Republicans want to change that, but the Republicans in the assembly proposing that said, look, we're going to wait until this John Doe is over. We're not going to interfere with this John Doe. Then we're going to look at changing these rules because it simply is counter to the spirit of justice. Well, Democrats freaked out. Well, you're just trying to protect. No, they made it clear they are not talking about this John Doe, that this one would run its course and not be affected by any changes Republicans were to make in the law. Democrats don't want to change it because they just can't imagine that it would ever be used against them. It could, of course, but they'll take their chances and feel that liberal prosecutors are more likely to abuse this than conservative prosecutors. And they're right. They're right about that. That's why they don't want to change this. Not at all. Just the way it is. Now, I don't know what's going to become of this. But this is absolutely the right thing. And here's what's not going to happen. O'Keefe could face legal consequences for coming forward. Let's see if prosecutors are stupid enough to do that. All right, straight ahead. Yeah, we'll try to get into this hour yet. In 3 minutes, the New York Times had a fascinating piece today, or not today, but recently, on Wisconsin and Minnesota. Even more specific than that. Very interesting stuff. Get to it in three. It's 9:43.
For all things Jerry Bader, jerrybadershow.com.